You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are undecided. I'm Joey.
I'm Luke.
Lindsay is unfortunately not with us today. Very busy with a lot of homework and stuff.
Send some good luck vibes to Lindsay.
Send some regards to Lindsay. That stat and probability homework seems really hard. Legitimately, it's super hard. And extremely long, but we're here on a little bit snowy Wednesday. I was hoping classes would be canceled this morning, but it started snowing during my class, which made the trek back to the house a little bit rough, but it was pretty, so I'm satisfied.
Yeah, it's a good trade-off.
Yeah, apparently on Sunday it's gonna be 59 degrees, which
I also like.
Is awesome. So just in time for us to take our macro exam.
Of course.
Yeah, so it's really gonna start us off right.
Gotta love being inside.
Dude, good moods. Mm-hmm. Good moods. But we're gonna be starting off with some music, like we usually do.
Nice.
I try to keep it on brand. But we will be playing. First we'll be playing My Heart Flutters When I See You by Biosphere. That was My Heart Flutters When I See You by Biosphere. Very, very chill song. That whole album is so good.
Yeah, I might play another song.
Totally. Go right ahead. Do you wanna play it next?
Save it?
That's a good idea. Alternate. It's off the album Snapshot, if anyone's interested. What are you looking to play up next, my dude?
How about Girl by Brennan Henderson featuring Claro.
Girl? Brennan. I spelled Brennan right on the first try.
Yeah.
Here is Girl. Oh, sorry, were you saying something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say that album cover is just I think Brennan Henderson, but he's small. So.
Really? Like he's super small in the album cover or he's super small in real life?
In the album cover.
He's just shrunk down?
I think it's just a wide view, but tiny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Here is Girl by Brennan Henderson featuring Clara. Mm-hmm. That was Girl by Brennan, was it Brennan Henderson?
I think so, yeah.
Featuring Claro. Yeah, on Spotify it shuffled, so I had to remember the name real quick.
Dang.
But I think I nailed it, so I'm excited about that. But
nice, good
very,
job.
Very, 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 thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks. But, yeah, that was a good song.
Yeah.
I vibe.
Spotify recommendations. They always get it right.
Well, not always. A lot of the time, actually.
Mine are normally pretty good, but I know some people have bad ones.
They're mine. They're usually not very good, but I think that's just because I listen to like some like very, very like broad like music stuff, and I also will like listen to songs just to like see if they're good, but yeah. Then those will count towards, like, I tried a lot of new music, but it ends up counting that as like, oh, like, you like this type of music, let's throw in some songs, and it's like, no, I just wanted to try some new music, yeah. And it wasn't great, but yeah, so that's usually what happens. But I will be playing Cadmium by I don't know if I'm saying this right. Read this word. Is it cadmium? It's like a type of red.
Yeah, it's cadmium.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. I always feel like I'm saying that word wrong when I look at it, so I'm glad.
How else would you say it?
I don't know. For some reason, I've always struggled saying this word. Random fact.
You got it.
But here's Cadmium by Pine Grove.
You got it.
Yeah, thanks. I'm killing it, I guess.
Yeah.
Some ways that I wish that I was out on the bevel sound. It sounds like everything else. You'll know it when you hear it, 'cause you know the way my voice felt. Ignore my tone and everything I sing for me. Ignore the phone on your bed. Collar ringing me out, my collarbone got all red, already severing probes. I'll roast, I'll sing instead. I hold you, put your neck out, tell me the ways you wish you were. Keep your confidence sound, your hook, my spur. So when I went to hang out, I hung behind your eyes. My eyes still flickered out quickly, oh, I can't decide. I'm tapped out, don't it always seem to go that you could hold it right in your hands, collapsing. But we gotta do
That was Cadmium by Pinegrove. I haven't listened to that song in a while. It's off of one of their older albums. It's good, actually, for that album. They released a special limited edition one that was in Cadmium Red. The vinyl was in Cadmium Red.
That's cool.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
A little fun fact. What you got for us, Luke?
What are you dropping? I think probably how about how about
I'm here for it.
Aria for Our Dreams by Biosphere.
Okay, saving it for a little bit later.
Not much later. Yeah, I just couldn't find a song.
No, I was picking up what you were putting down. Here is Aria for Our Dreams by Biosphere. That was Aria for Our Dreams by Biosphere. Just we turned off the lights a little bit here in the studio. Closed my eyes, went up into the stars. You feel me?
Yep. It was nice. Yeah. I like that song. Is like really relaxing.
Yeah. It also it progressively introduces like tempo and beats really well.
Like little melody stuff,
Which is like super, super, super nice.
Yeah,
really satisfying to listen to. I suppose like it just builds so well. But enough about how good Biosphere is. Here is "Deep in a Dream of You" by Joey Pecoraro.
It's another legend.
It's a good one. That was Deep in a Dream of You by Jerry Pecoraro. It's a good song.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, similar, not similar as in style, but similar level of production.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very creative, very unique. I also like that he uses like old samples very frequently, mm-hmm. just because I like old samples.
Yeah, he uses them for like little things like in that one, or like for the full sample of the song,
which is great. Right. Yeah. Should we do PSAs next?
Sure.
I feel like we're about halfway through the show, I guess. But we start a little bit late, so not really. But we're halfway through the show, sort of timing wise. About turning on that light really got me. Well, you're gonna need to turn a little bit closer because I had to read these on. We have physical PSAs now. Before we had like PDFs on our studio computer, but we now have physical ones. If you can hear the paper over the mic, some crinkle sounds. But I'm gonna pick some ones out of here. These are completely new, so get ready for that. This one's about American Red Cross. I'll read. We have to read 3 minutes worth, so we'll just go through them.
Yeah, we can each read like two.
Yeah, mine are 30 seconds, but
oh wait, yeah,
we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Do you want to start?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here is one of the ones from the American Red Cross. It's titled "End of the Year." This year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-year donations to do this critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight, December 31st. Wait, December 31st.
Are these new?
Do they mean December 31st? Hey guys, donate before December 31st at the end of this year and help us bring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life. Wow, that December 31st thing really put a damper on this.
Well, at least they have a lot of time.
Yeah, so hopefully it means December 31st at the end of this year.
Yeah, hopefully.
But it may more likely mean December 31st at the end of 2018. Mm. So this may not be relevant, so take that with it. But donating to the Red Cross is still good.
Yep.
Just it may not have anything to do with the specific thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Luke.
Okay.
After that great success of a PSA, hit me up.
There's a lot of these where it's scripts which require more than two people.
Okay, we'll just play multiple characters. Yeah, I can play more than one character.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll both have to read it at the same time, though.
Okay, you're going to need to put it here.
Okay, I'm going to move. Oh, I can't move my mic without making
it. Yeah, you want to just walk over here?
I'm going to read this one first, though.
Okay.
It's a minute long.
We'll save this one till the end.
Okay. This is the Federal Bank Thrift and Credit Union public service announcement. Contact your lender. If you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. Whether you have a mortgage, a personal or business loan, or credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal or state regulations or regulators of banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union regulatory agencies.
Thank you for that.
Hearing myself in my ears while speaking it always messes me up.
Oh, because your voice sounds like different than you're used to, like, or just because of the way it like kind of
slightly
echoes, like, a
delayed.
Little bit. Yeah, it does echo, like,
which
a
makes
little
me
bit.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, do you want to do the team one, or should I read another one and then we do the team one?
You can read another one.
Hey, okay, let's see what these ones are.
This is a lot more involved now. These are a lot more involved now.
Yeah. I'm kind of a fan of that.
No, I like it.
Yeah. Let's read okay, this one seems like it's about sexual assault awareness. So I'm going to read I don't know oh okay, it's from like the National Sexual Assault Hotline, so like RAIN, I guess. Okay. This one's titled Get Help, Not Alone. Every 98 seconds, an American is sexually assaulted. The effects of sexual violence aren't always easy to deal with, but with the right help, they can be managed. If you need to talk, call the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org, which is RAINN.org, for free confidential support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-656-4673. And RAINN.org. You don't have to go through this alone. Okay, that's the end.
Nice.
Yeah, very, very important.
Yeah.
All right, team one?
All right.
Team one? All right. What's this even about? Oh, sorry, Luke's not near the mic. Wait. Does these work? I don't know. Does it work? Oh, cool. Okay. Dad too.
Okay, wait. Which characters are we?
I don't know which characters. Can
I'll
I be
the announcer and Dad one?
Okay, I was gonna say I definitely called Dad too. Okay, this one's titled oh, sorry, we have to make sounds. That's what this says.
Oh.
Okay, so this is called food thermometer use, and it says we're supposed to make outdoor sounds. So I'm gonna need you to make a bird sound, Luke. No, make a bird sound. Okay. You can actually do it. Oh, my. Oh wow, we're here in the outdoors.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Sounds of a cookout. That's me throwing some meat on the grill. Wow, I love grilling with my friends.
Kid one.
Are we doing this one?
You're kid one.
Okay. I'm kid one. Dad, we're starved. Is the food done yet?
Let me check. Almost, Josh.
Russ, come on. Serve up those burgers. Look how brown they are.
Mike, you can't tell if they're safe to eat by the color of the meat.
Hey, is that a meat thermometer? It looks like one of the kids' video games.
It's digital. You can set it, and it beeps when the meat is perfectly cooked.
Leave it to you to own the most cutting-edge barbecue technology in town.
You better believe it when it comes to keeping our kids safe.
Good point. Where can I get one of those?
Supermarket, department store, online. You don't need a fancy thermometer, just one that works.
No way. You're not having all the fun. I'm getting one of those. Do they come with ringtones?
Dad, is it done yet?
Beep, beep, beep.
160 degrees. Perfectly cooked, perfectly safe. You can't tell by looking. Use the food thermometer to be sure. For more information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov.
Woo!
You guys are awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone.
In the studio.
Yeah, everyone in the studio. We have crowd seating.
Studio audience.
So like you can kind of imagine like if this was like, think of it. It's like if it's like you were trying to like go see the Jimmy Fallon show, but like four times as big.
Yeah, roughly.
Maybe like 10 times the scale, but like four times the seating, but yeah. Like 10 times the scale.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Yeah, sorry, man. We're here in the big leagues.
Yeah, we compete.
But.
Anyway.
Anyways, back to music. Who played music last? Was it you? Or you? Okay. Wait, what did I play?
Joey Pecoraro.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to play the song that's next to that song in my playlist.
Okay.
Rain by Lando.
Okay.
Rain Lando Rain. Exclamation point is the name.
Lando exclamation
point. It's, you know.
Oh, I do know. I also know the artist.
Yeah.
Here is Rain by Lando with an exclamation mark at the end.
Yeah.
That was Rain by Lando. That song is so nice.
Yeah, I like it.
I like that song a lot. Very, very smooth to listen to. Also, wait. Quickly, behind you, supposed to be a mural or something?
I think they sketched out what was going to be a mural and then just never...
They're just like, I think it's finished. Okay.
I mean, they do have the... slightly wiped off crayon look.
So I that's guess cool. That's
they got that
cool.
going for them.
It looks like, you know, when you did you ever have like, okay. So did you ever have when you were little like any like stamps and stuff where you'd like put stamps on like ink and then put them on like paper? Okay, so when I was growing up, I had these ones from Blue's Clues, and I had
classic.
I had, Salt-N-Pepa, like the characters, like the Salt-N-Pepa characters from Blue's Clues. I think this is a really specific reference.
I never watched the show.
Yeah, so I guess.
Are they other dogs?
No, so Salt-N-Pepa are literally Salt-N-Pepa shakers, but they're characters.
Oh, I got you.
They're awesome. I think they have a baby together that's named Paprika. It's just, it's adorable.
Okay.
But I had little ones, and... I would just kind of like, I never really had much organization. I would just kind of like stamp them everywhere. Like if I went back, there would just be like stamps of like salt, like all over one piece of sheet of paper. I think I had a pen pal when I was growing up. I think I even like put a few of those on one of the letters I sent to her. As far as the thing on the wall, that looks like if it was like a super faded version of one of those stamps. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
But, like, if it said WJRH on it, if people want to imagine, that's pretty much what it is.
I'm not sure. It's like a circle.
I think it's supposed to be, like, a record, and it's supposed to say WJRH 104.9. Like, I think that's what it's supposed to be. But, which is a really cool idea. I like it a lot.
They should finish that.
If they finished it, it would look really, really cool.
They should probably finish
it. If anyone from WJRH is listening, the board, whoever drew that, please get on it, because it's got very good potential.
I'd finish it for some.
All right, so we're switching over to
for some extra incentives.
Yeah, okay, yeah, like some swipes at lower and stuff.
Or like real money, but
oh, okay.
Either one.
You're thinking like
either one.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, that'd be nice if you finished. So coming up next, we will be playing "Runner" by Kevin Abstract. I believe the song is clean. So we will see. It says explicit on the song, but I've looked up the lyrics like 8 times, and it does not.
It could just have a sample.
I think it would be in the thing, but. I listened to it earlier. We're gonna sit by that button. But I think it should be good. Here is "Runner" by Kevin Abstract. That was "Runner" by Kevin Abstract. See, I knew it was clean.
It's weird that it's listed as explicit then.
Yeah, I think what he did was he just took the album and I think he just like labeled all of them as explicit, because almost all of his songs are explicit, like 90 to 95%. So I think he just didn't want to deal with like someone listening to it and being clean and then some being like, the song isn't actually clean. So I think he just labeled all of them to make it easy, which is totally fair. But yeah, really, really, really good song. I just like Kevin Abstract's work.
Yeah, same.
A lot. He's a member of Brockhampton, for anyone who doesn't know. He has a lot of side stuff. But yeah, what are we playing next?
How about "Can You Remember the Rain" by, I don't even know how to pronounce that,
by Kafatorsik.
Yep.
Kafatorsik.
Yep.
Cafe Torsk.
I don't know. It's weird.
Cafe Torsk. Yeah, whatever. It's got a cool album cover.
Yeah.
And also, I can remember the rain. We played it a couple songs ago.
Oh my god.
All right, so I'll be playing this song, and then I'll be signing out, guys. That's all I got for tonight. I'll see you guys in the next show. Here's Can You Remember the Rain by Cafe Torsk. That was Can You Remember the Rain by Cafe Torsk. Very, very, very chill song. I'm assuming that's like an old sample.
No, yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a fan.
I like that stuff.
My style. But yeah, huh. I like our playlist today.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a nice playlist. It mixes very well. I also like the aesthetic of this room right now, because if you look like sort of up at the window, there's like very, very warm light coming in. You can kind of see like the snow and the trees outside.
Yeah.
And because we have a lot of the lights off in here, it kind of like shines in and gives the whole space a little bit of a dim orangey vibe, which is nice.
I like it.
But yeah, coming up next is a song off of, I believe, Jaden Smith's first album, like first actual album, CTV2. He released like singles and he has some other stuff, but I think this is his first one. Here is PCH by my boy Jaden Smith.
She snoozing, she was all night boozing. No love, hit the beat losing. I don't care who's in the car, cause really we just PCA's cruising. My girl snoozing, she was all night boozing. No love, hit the beat losing. I don't care who's in the car, cause really we just
PCH, 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 driving. We're the crazy Classic kids, rebel kids, saddened kids, wild kids, lonely kids. Give me all your kisses, baby, cause this is bliss. Give me all your kisses, baby. Give me all your kisses, baby, cause this is bliss. Give me all your kisses, baby. Give me all your kisses, baby, cause this is bliss. Give me all your kisses, baby. Give me all your kisses, baby, cause this is bliss. Give me all your kisses, baby.
Like that actress, what's her name? I'm afraid that if I see you, I'ma freaking suffocate it to a backflip. Yeah, I'm knocking at your door, but I died, so they put me in a casket. People say, Jay, you're just overreacting, but you're like the girl that I never had. You're my catfish. Never see you, I just text you on the phone, and you look just like that actress. What's her name? I'm afraid that if I see you, I'ma freaking suffocate it to a backflip. Yeah, I'm knocking at your door, but I died, so they put me in a casket. People say, Jay, you're overreacting, but you're like the girl that I never had. You're my catfish.
That was PCH by Jaden Smith. And I guess it's 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Which, wow, that actually ended really smoothly.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
I think we've gone over like every other time.
Yeah, that actually, I wasn't even looking at the time, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for listening. We have an undecided. I'm Joey.
I'm Luke.
You've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Peace out.
See ya.